Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Threads of Evidence by Lee Waite, narrated by Christina Delane. Chapter 1. Evil enters like a needle and spreads like an oak tree. Ethiopian proverb. One black town car, one blue Subaru, and a dented red pickup were parked in the driveway of the old Gardner estate. The massive Victorian had been empty ever since Mrs. Gardner, who'd lived there alone after her daughter's death, had herself died back in the early 1990s. I remembered hearing stories about the ghosts who lived there. My friend Cindy, who was Catholic, had crossed herself every time we passed it. Local kids challenged each other to trick-or-treat there on Halloween to see who, or what, would open the front door. I'd never heard of a boy or girl brave enough to walk through the wide gates guarding the entrance to the drive, past the large, cracked concrete circle that had once been a fountain, to approach the actual door of the house. When I'd asked Mama about it, she'd just shaken her head, said some places drew evil or sadness to them. Someone should tear the old place down. But no one had, and I'd never seen a for sale sign there. The house seemed fated to someday collapse in on itself, keeping past secrets within its cracked walls. A couple of times in my teens, I'll admit I made use of a broken window in the carriage house, which had its own entrance a little farther down the road. For a few months, that window was an open invitation.